Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to the Wedding Buzz.
Welcome back to the
Welcome back to the Wedding Buzz.
Welcome back to the Wedding Buzz. It's your host.
No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Treat yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. The rest is still unwritten.
Welcome back to the Wedding Buzz. It's your host, Sydney, and I cannot believe that I'm saying this, but this is episode 100 of the Wedding Buzz. Welcome back to the Wedding Buzz. It's your host, Sydney, and I cannot believe that I'm saying this, but this is episode 100 of the Wedding Buzz. It feels so crazy to say that out loud. I started this podcast in 2023, about 3 years ago, and at the time I had started my business maybe 6 months prior, and I was still figuring out like what Delightful Planning was going to become. And I started the podcast because I wanted a platform to talk about weddings. I wanted to share my thoughts and insights and expertise. I wanted to promote my business, and I wanted to meet vendors, and I wanted to create a space for real conversations in the wedding industry. When I started the podcast, my business model looked very different. I was doing more online wedding coaching at the time, and I was helping couples more from an educational coaching perspective rather than like a full planner. Well, over time, my business pivoted into full planning and wedding management. As my business changed, the podcast changed too. What started as a way to talk about weddings became a time capsule of my business, my growth, and my life. As I was looking through old episodes, honestly, like this week prepping for this episode, I don't really look very often, but it hit me how much has happened over the last 3 years. I went back to my first episode and like listened to a few of those and on YouTube, like watched some of the first episodes, and it's crazy how much has changed in 3 years and over the span of 100 episodes. So many conversations, so many cool people, and so many vendors I've had the honor of speaking with. So many different seasons of life and business captured in this podcast. It's wild to look back and realize how much is documented through these episodes, which is something that I didn't think about when I was starting it. But now that I have all of this, it's so cool to have these conversations, have these episodes. And kind of like I said, it's like a time capsule, and I can see the growth and the changes documented. It's almost like a virtual diary of myself, of Delightful Planning, and of the Wedding Buzz. I've had all different types of wedding professionals on the podcast. DJs, photographers, hair and makeup artists, venues, designers, planners, entertainers, and other vendors and creatives. I've had conversations with people that I met through networking, that I've met at events, people that I've admired, people who became friends, and people who taught me something new about the industry. For example, I had DJ Diego on the podcast, who I met in Las Vegas at Wedding MBA, and he lives in California, which is like just so cool that we were able to connect across the country. I recently had DJ Malik from Curie Entertainment on the show, which felt like such a cool, like full circle moment. He's such a big person in the industry, and we both went to the same college, and it just really felt, I was so proud to have him on the podcast. One of my favorite things about this podcast is that it's given me a reason to sit down with really talented people and hear their stories. Yes, this podcast is about weddings, but it's also about the people. The wedding industry is built by people who care deeply about creating once-in-a-lifetime moments, and I'm so excited that I get to sit down with these cool people and hear their stories. When I started the Wedding Buzz, I was still figuring out my place in the industry. I knew I loved weddings. I knew I loved helping couples. And I knew that I wanted to build something really meaningful, but I didn't know exactly what that would look like yet. Since then, I've had the opportunity to do so many cool things that I'm very, very grateful for. I've worked with incredible couples, I've worked with amazing vendors, and I've worked at some incredible venues. Some of the venues and places that stand out to me just off the top of my head are the Pelican Club in Jupiter. I've worked there multiple times, and it's so beautiful and such an honor to work there. I've worked at the Harbor Beach Marriott in Fort Lauderdale, the Ben in West Palm Beach, and all the way in Sedona, Arizona, I was able to do a wedding at Enchantment Resort. That was so cool to go all the way across the country to do a wedding in, you know, the beautiful Red Rocks. It was so cool, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity. I've also had the opportunity to attend events at places like The O in Palm Beach, The Breakers, The Colony. And looking ahead, I have weddings coming up at the Ritz-Carlton in Fort Lauderdale and even the Grand Bohemian in Greenville, South Carolina. When you are in the day-to-day of building a business, you don't always stop and realize what's happening. You're just sending emails, building timelines, answering questions, and putting out fires, recording episodes, editing clips, and trying everything to keep things moving. But then you look back and realize, wow, I've actually built something, which I saw that I was, you know, getting close to episode 100 of The Wedding Buzz, and I was like, oh, I want to do something special. And I was trying to think, like, what should I talk about? And it just kind of made me go back and look through things. And going into, you know, outlining this episode, I didn't even intend on talking about all the cool things that I've been able to do because of this platform and because of my business. But as I was looking through, I was like, wow, I've had the opportunity to talk to so many cool people, go to so many cool places, and I'm grateful for all of it. And it's fun to, you know, do a little recap to celebrate. Looking back at YouTube videos is so funny because I can literally see my life changing through my hair. I've gone from light blonde to brunette and every shade in between. I don't know if anyone else noticed, but I noticed. Every episode represents a different version of me, different hair, different season, different version of my business, and different version of my life. Some episodes were recorded on really good days, really high days. And some were recorded on really hard days. There were days that I cried the entire way to the studio, walked in, sat down, smiled, and recorded. I recorded on a couple episodes on the day of my divorce court hearing, and nobody listening would necessarily know that. They would just hear the episode, they would just see the clip, and they would just see me smile. But behind the scenes, this podcast has seen a lot. It's seen my growth, my heartbreak, my resilience, my business pivots, my confidence grow, and my life change. I don't say that to make this sad. I say it because I'm proud. I'm proud that I kept showing up. I'm proud that I kept creating, proud that I kept recording, and proud that I kept having conversations. I kept learning, kept building, and I'm proud that I kept finding my voice. 100 episodes doesn't happen by accident. It happens one episode at a time, one conversation at a time, one idea at a time, one recording at a time, and one decision to keep going at a time. I started this podcast to promote my business and talk about weddings, but it gave me so much more than that. It gave me a reason to reach out to vendors that I admired. It gave me a reason to sit down in rooms with people that I wanted to learn from. It helped me build relationships, helped me grow my confidence, and it helped me become more comfortable sharing my opinions and my expertise. It helped me document the evolution of my business in real time. It reminded me that there is so much value in conversation. Some of my favorite episodes have been the ones where conversation just went somewhere that I did not expect, where a guest shared something real, where we talked about not just weddings, but we talked about their business, their burnout, leadership, creativity, client experiences, trends, mistakes, vendor relationships, and what it really takes to do this work well. Weddings are beautiful, but the wedding industry is built by people, and the people are what make it so special. To every guest who's ever come on The Wedding Buzz, thank you. Thank you for trusting me with your time. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. Thank you for sharing your stories, and thank you for being a part of this show. To every listener who's ever listened to one episode or all 100 episodes, thank you. Thank you for letting me be a part of your wedding planning journey, your business journey, your morning walk, your drive, your getting ready routine, or whatever random moment you decided to press play. To every vendor, couple, friend, and family member who has supported this podcast, shared an episode, watched a clip, commented, encouraged me, or simply cared, thank you. The show has been one of the most unexpected gifts of my business, and I'm very, very grateful for it and very grateful for the support system that I have around me that has made it possible, because I definitely could not do it by myself. I do not have some dramatic rebrand or huge announcement with this 100th episode. What's next is really simple. I want to keep going. I want to keep having cool conversations with cool people. I want to keep creating a space where we can talk honestly about weddings, the business, planning, trends, vendors, couples, and the real behind the scenes of the wedding industry. I want the Wedding Buzz to keep growing as I grow, and I want it to keep reflecting where I am in business and life. I want to keep learning from people who are doing amazing things in the industry, and I want to keep helping couples feel more educated and more confident and less alone in the wedding planning process. This should be a fun time, and I think that the more educated people are, the more that they understand what they're dealing with, the more they can enjoy the process. And I hope that these episodes are a way for people to educate themselves and understand what they're getting into, and a way for them to make, you know, the right decisions for them and enjoy being engaged and enjoy planning a wedding. So here's to 100 episodes. Here's to the guests, the solo episodes, the lessons, pivots, behind the scenes tears, the big wins, the awkward learning moments, the hair color changes, the vendor friendships, the dream venues, the hard days, the good days, and everything in between. I am so grateful. I am so proud. And I am just getting started. Before we wrap up, I want to just say thank you again for being here and for supporting The Wedding Buzz. If you have enjoyed an episode or maybe the past 100 episodes, it would mean so much to me if you would subscribe. You can find The Wedding Buzz on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and YouTube. Make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss future episodes. You can also follow The Wedding Buzz on Instagram. And of course, follow Delightful Planning as well. Every like, comment, share, follow, review, or even just watching the videos genuinely helps so much. It helps my business grow. It helps the podcast grow. And it helps me be able to keep doing what I absolutely love to do. So with that, I hope that you guys enjoyed, you know, the journey of 100 episodes of The Wedding Buzz as much as I have enjoyed it. And we're still going. This is not 100 episodes and we're done. It's 100 episodes and I feel like I'm just getting started. So thank you so much again for being here and for following along. And I can't wait to see where the business goes and where the podcast goes and who my next guest should be. See you guys in the next episode.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.